41 years is quite a long time.
41年是一段蛮长的时间。
To drive that home, let me ask, those of you who have been married 41 years, please put up your hand.
我们中间有谁结婚超过41年的, 请你举手。
41? Okay, okay. You'll notice the sisters put their hands up first while the men were counting.
如果你注意到的是姐妹先举手。
Now, if you are 41 years or older, please put up your hand.
如果你是超过41岁的, 请你举手。
Okay, congratulations. You notice in this case, the men put up their hands first while the women duck.
你知道在这个问题之下是弟兄先举手, 姐妹在犹疑。
So this morning we celebrate the bold vision of our founding members who gathered together 41 years ago to start this church.
今天我们庆祝41年前，有些弟兄姐妹在神面前的一个意向，要建立成立这个教会。
Now you need to realize, of course, they would never have envisaged what we became.
你知道，当时他们从来没有想过今天的教会会是这个样子的。
And we hope that 41 years from now, others will say the same thing about us.
我们希望是41年之后，在那个时候聚会的弟兄姐妹会说同样的话。Now
it's customary in a joint anniversary service to celebrate what God has done in the past and what we look forward to in the future.
在这样的聚会，我们通常都会回头看神在我们中间所做的事情，然后我们向前看，希望看到神在我们中间奇妙的作为。
Now, Elder Tsai will do a fair bit of that in the annual meeting after this.
这个聚会之后，蔡长老也会带领我们经过这样的思考。
And I'm only acting senior pastor for the next couple of months.
我在这里不过是一个代理的主任牧师，还有几个月的时间。
And I'm going to take 2 weeks vacation, and the bylaws permits me to appoint an acting senior pastor.
在这段时间，我会拿两个星期的假期。那我们教会的宪章允许我去找一个代理的主任牧师。Now,
come January 1st, either we'll have our real acting senior pastor back, or maybe we'll have an actual senior pastor.
那在明年1月的时候，我们可能是代理主任牧师回来，也可能神把一个。
So it's not really my place to predict where we're going to go in the future year.
那我也不是一个先知，预测说明年会怎么样。So
I'll do what I enjoy more.
所以我还是做我最喜欢做的事。Last
week, because we had a visiting speaker, we never finished the book of Hebrews.
上个星期因为我们有人来访问，我们没有机会把希伯来书做一个完整的解书。
And how can you preach through 12 chapters and just stop?
怎么可能把希伯来书前12章都讲了，然后就不讲13章呢？
So this morning we'll look at Hebrews chapter 13 together.
所以今天的早上，我希望跟大家一起结束希伯来书，看第13章。So
please turn in your Bible or in the pew Bible to Hebrews chapter 13. If you use the English Bible, it's page 853.
请你们打开到希伯来书第13章。Now
Hebrews 13 applies the Christian life in 6 areas.
希伯来书第13章教导我们做基督徒有6方面的应用。Now,
we're not going to cover all 6 areas this morning.
时间不允许我们把这6点都讲得很详细。I've
been allotted until 10:46.
我的时间是到10点46分。So
I'm going to speak until 10:46.
所以我会讲到10点46分。And
however far we get, that's how far we got.
我们讲多少就多少。But
if you read English, there's a bulletin insert, a devotional guide, that'll cover the rest of it.
但是如果你们看今天的周报里面有夹页，是用英语写的，就是把整个希伯来书13章的内容都讲得很清楚，可以帮助大家每一天思考。
So whatever I don't finish this morning, you can finish during the week.
So 如果我不能达到的这些点，请你们自己回去看。
And if you don't read English, please accept my apologies. I have certain limitations.
如果你不会看英语，那请你接受我的道歉。我不会写中文。
Or see Brother Windsor after the service, and he can interpret for you.
I'll ask for help.
Now, the first point I would want to make, so this is actually a seventh point coming first. The first point I want to make is, we are now in Hebrews chapter 13.
最主要的是我们现在到了希伯来书第13章。
Hebrews 13 will tell us that being a Christian affects how we live.
希伯来书13章说,如果我们是一个基督徒的话,这个会影响我们怎么样生活。
It makes changes in many aspects of our lives.
在我们生命里面,很多的地方都会受到影响。
And Hebrews 13 will identify six areas where being a Christian makes a difference.
在希伯来书第13章就给我们看见,在基督徒的生活里面有六点应该是受到影响的。
Now it's quite broad, so there's a big part of our life is covered in Hebrews chapter 13.
包括范围很大，所以我们生命里面很多点都被达到了。But
Hebrews 13 doesn't pretend to be exhaustive, so maybe there's even more areas how your faith impacts how you live.
当然，希伯来书13章也没有说这个包括了我们基督徒的整个人生，所以大概还有其他的地方。But
before we get to these six areas, we need to realize we're in chapter 13.
但是当我们思考之前，我们还是先要回到。 我们现在已经达到了希伯来书第13章
12 chapters have already passed
我们已经看了12章了
12 chapters of theology
这12章里面讲了很多神学上的问题
12 chapters of thinking
很多关于头脑上的问题
12 chapters of detailed complex argument
讲了很多也是讨论也是辩论也是思考
Now the author was facing a crucial problem
这个是因为写希伯来书的作者，他面临一个很大的挑战。And
maybe you are on the prayer list for David and Jackie.
可能你们中间有些人都收到卢敬雄弟兄他的代祷信。Maybe
you know about the Lausanne Conference, it's an international Christian conference in South Africa.
你们可能知道在南非这几天有一个很大的基督徒的聚会。Going
on right about this time.
就在这个时候。
And they've talked about all the pastors in the mainland that were invited to attend.
那在中国的家庭教会里面有很多领袖被邀请去参加这个大会。
And they raised the money to go.
要一笔很大的金钱,他们都筹到了。
And they bought the tickets.
他们买了飞机票。
And then immigration officials stopped them from leaving the country.
但是他们到移民局的门口的时候,他们被拒绝不可以离境。
And some have had their passports confiscated.
有些人的护照就被官方收取了。
And I think a couple are under house arrest.
有些人被关在家里面。
Or house confinement.
不准离开。
Now, the audience that the author of Hebrews was writing to was facing something like that, but even harder.
希伯来书的作者对这些受信的人，他们的处境跟这些中国家庭教会的领袖蛮像的，而且在某些地方来说。
Some had already been put in jail. And when they were put in jail, their property, their home was confiscated. None had yet been killed, but they might be, the author realized. So the pressing question throughout all of Hebrews was, do we give up Christ in order to save our lives?
所以在希伯来书面临针对的一个问题是，我们可不可以为了救我们自己的命，把基督放弃？
Do we give up Christ in order to save our families?
我们可不可以为了救我们的家庭，放弃对基督的信仰？
Do we give up Christ in order to stay out of jail?
我们可不可以因为要不要坐牢，所以就把基督放弃了？
Do we give up Christ to keep our jobs?
我们要不要为了保留我们的工作以放弃基督？
And to answer that very practical, urgent question, what does the author do for 12 chapters?
为了回答这个问题，作者用了12章的篇幅，他是怎么样回答呢？
He gives them theology.
他给了他们很多神学上的辩论。
The pre-existence of Christ.
讲到基督是被造之先已经存在了。
The incarnation.
讲到基督道成肉身。
Jesus superior to Moses.
讲到摩西，耶稣比摩西更高更大。
God looking after them through Jesus even a greater way than he looked after them through Moses in the wilderness wanderings.
讲到神怎么照顾他们比摩西照顾以色列人在旷野更大。
Jesus greater than the Sabbath.
讲到耶稣比安息日更大。
Jesus greater than the new land.
基督比新的地更大。
Jesus greater than the high priest.
基督比这个大祭司更高。
Jesus greater than the tabernacle.
耶稣比这个会幕更大。
Jesus greater than the sacrifice.
耶稣比这个赎罪祭更大。
Jesus greater than Melchizedek.
耶稣比摩基洗德更高。
Jesus greater than the covenant.
耶稣比这个合约更大。
Jesus greater than the whole stream of Old Testament saints.
然后讲到耶稣比旧约里面所有这些有名的信心的伟人更大。
For 12 chapters, he offers them theological, biblical, exegetical arguments why they must not leave Jesus.
在这十二章里面，作者用很多这样的辩论、这样的例子、这样的思考来鼓励他的听众。
Why is our, does our name include the word Bible?
为什么我们教会的名称有圣经这个名字呢？
Why do we spend so much time studying and preaching from Scripture?
为什么我们用这么多时间从圣经里面来思考？
Because this is the Bible's own exhortation to us.
因为圣经本身就是这样鼓励我们。
If we want to survive the challenges that life puts in our way, there is one key element to that, and that is Bible.
如果我们要在这个社会里面存活，我们一定要看圣经对我们的指示。
We don't just love God with our hearts.
我们不是单单用我们的心来爱神。
We pursue him with our minds.
我们要用我们的头脑来追求他。
Being a Christian is not just about faith.
作为一个基督徒不是单单靠信心。
It's also about thinking.
也是依靠，也要靠我们的思考。
So I'd say if by this point, when we've worked our way through the book of Hebrews, if you don't know the overall point of the book of Hebrews, somebody has failed.
那如果到现在我们已经看了十二章，你还是不太懂希伯来书在这里说的是什么，那是我们讲台上有所亏欠。
Maybe we failed as preachers.
可能是我们传道的做得不好。
Maybe you failed as listeners.
可能你是听到的时候听得不留心。
But we can remedy this.
这个我们可以解决。
We're right at the end of the book of Hebrews.
因为现在我们已经到希伯来书的结尾了。
Make sure we don't go on into the next sermon series on Hosea until you've grasped this point.
我们下一联系的信息是从何西亚书来，那让我们先要明白希伯来书，才到何西亚书。
If you're still fuzzy about the argument of the book of Hebrews, contact any of the pastors.
如果你对希伯来书还是不太清楚的话，我鼓励你跟这些传道牧师们接触。
Oh, before you even do that, reread the book of Hebrews.
不过我鼓励你在跟传道人接触之前先把希伯来书读一次。
Let's make sure we grasp it. He spent 12 chapters on this. This is very important.
我们用了很多时间看前面12章，所以我们一定要把他的信息抓住。
But now about chapter 13.
现在我们到13章了。
As important as theology and Bible are, our faith cannot be reduced to theology and Bible.
虽然圣经跟神学是很重要的，但是我们基督徒的生活不但只是神学跟思考。
Being a Christian affects how we live.
我们作为一个基督徒是要影响我们怎么样生活的。
So look at Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 to 3.
所以我们现在来看头三节。
Keep on loving each other as brothers. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison, as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated, as if you yourselves were suffering.
你们务要长存弟兄相爱的心，不可忘记用爱心接待客旅， 因为曾有接待客旅的，不知不觉就接待了天使。你们要纪念被捆绑的人，好像与他们同受捆绑，也要纪念遭苦害的人，想到自己也在肉身之内。
What are these first three verses share in common?
这三节有什么相同的地方呢？
You see the first, to love one another as brothers.
第一就是说我们要有弟兄相爱的心。
This language is very common to us.
我们看见就觉得很普遍，很普通。
In formal occasions, or if we don't want to use the title pastor or elder or deacon, we call each other brother or sister.
有些时候我们不想叫对方长老、执事、牧师，我们就说弟兄姐妹。
Nobody else did that in the first century.
但是你知道吗？在第一世纪，没有人这样做的。
Jews did not call each other brother and sister.
在犹太人中间，他们不称呼对方是他的弟兄、是他的姐妹的。
They were loyal to the family, not to outsiders.
他们忠于自己的家庭，对家庭之外的人是不管的。
Greeks and Romans did not treat each other like brothers and sisters. They were loyal to the family, not to outsiders.
希腊的人、罗马的人也是同样。他们只忠于自己家庭的人，不管其他的人。
And yet Jesus comes in and tells us, we're not just strangers or people occupying the same space.
但是耶稣在这里就教导我们说，我们在世界上不是就是普通的人。
We're not just friends.
我们不是朋友。
We're brothers and sisters.
我们是弟兄，是姐妹。
Verse 2, do not forget to entertain strangers.
在第二节说，用爱心接待客旅。
Probably what is in view here is hospitality to Christians visiting from other cities.
这里大概是指在不同的城市来到这里访问的一些基督徒。
They didn't have much in the way of hotels and motels in the ancient world, and the inns were quite disreputable.
在那个时候没有现在的酒店，而且可以住的地方通常也不是很好的地方。
And as the gospel spread from city to city, he's saying, open your door to these strangers who are coming in.
当这些门徒从一个城到另外一个城去传福音的时候，希伯来书的作者说，你们要把你们的家开放接待这些人。
Show hospitality to your brothers and sisters like you would to your own family.
用爱心接待他们，就像接待你自己家里面的人。
Verse 3, remember those who are in prison.
第三节，你们要纪念被捆绑放在监里的人。
Remember, this is a church where some members were in prison.
这个教会里面有些弟兄姐妹被放到监里面去了。
And prisons in that day did not provide you with food and clothing.
在那个时候坐牢的人，他们不会给你吃的，不会给你穿的。
Your family or your friends did.
是你家里的人，你的朋友才可以供应你的。
And in that day, as in many countries in our day, to associate with a criminal of the state was to cast aspersions on yourself, cast suspicion on yourself.
在当时候，就像今天很多国家里面，当你去到监狱里面去关注一个国家说是罪人的时候，你自己也受到影响。
So he's saying, risk your own welfare for the sake of brothers and sisters who are in prison.
所以作者在这里是鼓励我们说，为了爱我们弟兄姐妹的缘故，我们要放弃我们自己的利益。
What ties all these three exhortations together?
是什么把这三节的鼓励连串起来呢？
They all make one point.
就是一点。
They're all concrete applications of the one exhortation.
他们只是一个鼓励，三个不同的应用而已。
It all comes back to verse 1. Keep on loving each other as brothers.
还是回到第一节。我们要长存弟兄相爱的心。
Love those you know and worship with regularly.
你要爱那些你所认识、一起崇拜的弟兄姐妹们。
Show hospitality to those who are passing through.
用爱心去接待这些来访问的。
Look after those who are in prison.
照顾那些被下在监里面的。
Three applications of the one idea: love one another.
是怎么样爱？彼此相爱的三个不同的应用。
This is a reminder of the point that we see throughout Scripture.
这个我们从圣经里面常常看见的。
Christian faith is not just about me and God.
当我们讲到基督徒的信仰的时候，不单单限于我跟神之间的关系。
It's just as much about me and you.
也是讲到我跟你的关系。
Christian faith is not just a vertical relationship, and I pray, and I read my Bible, and I worship privately.
基督徒的生活不是单单向上面我自己祷告、唱诗、向神崇拜。
Christian faith is about what we do when we come together at church.
基督徒的信仰是关乎我们一起来到教会，怎么样彼此相待。
What we do together in home group.
当我们在家庭里面，我们的小组，我们在做什么？
What we do when we care for each other when somebody's in need.
当有人有需要的时候，我们怎么样去供应这样的需要？
Christian faith is not just vertical, it's also horizontal.
所以基督徒的生活不是单单是直的，也是横的。
In fact, in Scripture as a whole, if there's no vertical dimension, there's no Christian faith.
那当然，如果我们没有跟神之间的关系，我们也不可能跟弟兄姐妹有好的关系。
Now we know that.
我们知道。
But in Scripture as a whole, throughout the New Testament, if there's no horizontal, then there's no Christian faith.
但是新约常常给我们看见，如果我们只说我们跟神有关系，但是不管我们的弟兄姐妹，这样的信仰也是没用的。
Let's think about how some of this applies.
那让我们思考一下，我们怎么样应用这个。
Obviously, I am more familiar with English ministry than I am with Chinese ministry.
当然，你们也明白，我是比较懂得英语崇拜英语的事工。
So let me talk about how it applies to English ministry, and those of you who are in Chinese ministry, either Windsor can translate his own applications, or you can figure it out for yourselves.
那让我述说一下英语事工怎么样应用，就是
Okay. You know, English ministry is just the right size for some good things and some bad things.
我们现在英语崇拜的人数刚刚好。可以做好的事情，但是同样也有坏的问题存在。
For example, Charis Fellowship, or the Friday night group, Charis, Charis Prime, Compass, ICF, whatever, that group.
就像我们星期五晚上很多不同的小组团契聚会。
Demographically, we're just the right size where we can know each other's names.
刚刚好我们现在人数差不多，我们都知道对方的名字。
But we don't know all the details about each other.
但是因为人数多了，我们没办法很深入的去认识他们。
So it's a positive. We're the right size to know each other's names at least.
在好的地方来说，起码我们都认识对方的名字。
But there's a potential negative there. It's because we don't know all about each other. So, but we know each other's names, and maybe we're interested. So.You know, if I know something about somebody you don't know, then maybe I can tell you and you'll be interested to know.
所以现在这个可能的危机就是说我们会传话。
Now, I'm not saying that any gossip goes on at Charis or Charis Prime. We're too spiritual for that.
当然我不是说我们的小组里面有这样的传话。
But it's just the right size for that kind of thing to go on.
但是在人数来说，刚刚好是可以有这样的事情。
Oh, we have some fellowship groups that stay together year after year after year.
也有些团契弟兄姐妹在里面已经认识多年了。
And being in a fellowship group together is kind of like being in a marriage together.
就像在一个婚姻里面。
At first, it's kind of exciting, and you get to know each other.
当开始的时候很兴奋，有机会彼此认识。
Then you find out about each other's quirks and annoying habits.
慢慢的你就发现对方有奇怪的习惯，慢慢的你对这个习惯不能忍受了。
Now at that point, once we've annoyed each other, we have a choice.
那当我们彼此已经不能忍受的时候，有几个可能。
Either we stay together and figure this out and learn how to live together and love each other.
第一，我们可以学习如何相处，去克服这样的不习惯。
Or we pull back and avoid each other.
另外一个可能就是我们分开，不要再碰对方。
God calls us to the vertical, and He calls us to the horizontal.
神呼召我们要跟他建立好的关系，也要跟我们的弟兄姐妹有好的关系。
Maybe you would agree with me. I think the vertical is much easier.
可能你同意我所说的，我们跟神有好的关系比较容易。
If you don't agree with me, then maybe you think I'm very easy to live with.
如果你说是的话，那你不认识跟我生活的挑战。
Thank you very much for that vote of confidence.
想不到你们都同意了。
Being a Christian also affects how we use our home.
我们是一个基督徒，也会影响我们在家里面的生活。
Don't forget to entertain strangers.
不要忘记用爱心接待客旅。
Being a Christian causes me to ask myself, when was the last time I used my house for somebody other than me and my family?
所以这里给我们的挑战是说，我是一个基督徒，我的家在过去的时间哪一个时候曾经开放，为了不是我家里面的人接待他们
？Not to entertain.
那不是单单请他们来玩玩而已。
Not to throw an elaborate party.
不是说开一个很大的 party.
But maybe to share a meal or to share a night's sleep.
可能是接待一个人，请他吃顿饭，可能让他在我家里面过夜。
Being a Christian is not just about me and God; it's also about remembering the persecuted church.
所以，身为一个基督徒，不是单单我跟神之间的关系，我们也要关心被逼迫的教会。
So maybe once David comes back from South Africa, he can talk to us about what we can do to help the church around the world.
当卢牧师从南非回来的时候，我们可以问他，我们可以如何去帮助在中国被逼迫的教会。
So that's the first point we learn about Christian living from Hebrews 13.
所以在希伯来书第十三章，这个是我们学到的第一点。
Being a Christian is not just about worshiping God; it's about living together in community.
基督徒不是单单敬拜崇拜神，而是说我们基督徒如何彼此相处。
And if you're not in a fellowship group or a home group currently, you really should be.
如果你现在还没有参与任何的小组，我实在鼓励你应该参加一个团契，一个小组。
It's not about guilt. It's not about obligation. It's about community.
这个不是说我应该参加，不然的话就内疚了。这个是因为我们本来就是这样的一个团体。
It's about God.
这个是神对我们的要求。
Now the second point we learn, it comes in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4.
第二点是从希伯来书第四节。
Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral.
婚姻人人都当尊重，床也不可污秽，因为苟合行淫的人神必要审判。
Now, in the first century, there were two contrasting tendencies.
在第一世纪的时候，有两个不同的想法。
Some people were ascetic and looked down on marriage and sex as a lower state of lower standard of living.
有些人觉得肉体上的都是不好的，所以他们要退隐。他们觉得婚姻、性都是不好的。
And some people were licentious and viewed sex as the more the merrier.
另外一派就是说肉体享受是最好的，所以他们放纵他们的肉体，可以有更多的性行为就更好。
So the author of Hebrews addresses both.
所以希伯来书的作者在这里向他们讲清楚。
Marriage should be honored by all.
婚姻是人应当尊重的。
Marriage is a good gift from God.
婚姻是神给我们一个好的礼物。
He doesn't give it to all.
不是说每一个人都应该结婚。
But by his grace, he gives it to most of us, to many of us.
但是因为他的恩典，我们很多人都有婚姻。
And if we worship God as our Savior,
如果我们敬拜我们的神是我们的救主，
then we will value our spouse.
我们就会爱护我们的配偶。
Now, any of us who are married, those of you who aren't married yet, may not realize this. But those of us who are married know that marriage has certain challenges.
如果你还没有结婚，你可能不知道，结婚之后是有很大的挑战的。
Let me explain just one dimension of it.
让我很简单的解释。
Psychologists will tell us that we all have this drive toward two features that are in tension.We have a drive toward individuality, and we have a drive toward intimacy.
心理学家也常常这样教导我们说，我们人的本能有追求两方面，一个是我们要追求我们个人的独立，但是另外一方面，我们也追求 跟其他的人有亲密的关系。
So I want to be me.
所以一方面来说，我要成为我自己。
But I don't want to be alone.
但是我又不想单独一个人。
Now before I'm married, I can be me all I want.
当我在结婚之前，我可以尽力的追求成为我自我。
But I'm alone.
那可惜的是，我是孤单。
So before I'm married, the biggest drive in my life is to get married.
所以在结婚之前，好像我最追求的就是要结婚。
But you can see where this is going, right?
但是你知道，你已经猜到我讲的是什么了。
Getting married solves that intimacy thing. I'm not alone anymore.
结婚之后，对了，我现在不再孤单了。
But it threatens the individuality thing. Can I be me?
但是现在我不能再成为我的真我了。
And so we're so eager to get married.
所以常常我们很追求要结婚。
And then so anxious about it once we are married.
那然后我们结婚之后就发现有问题了。
And guys may feel this more than women. My sample size is not large, but it seems to me that guys feel this more than women.
我的不是一个很科学上的测验，但是我发现对弟兄来讲这个问题比较大一点。
And so the sisters get confused when the guy pursue, they get married, and the guy tries to spend more time away from home.
所以姐妹们就很奇怪，在结婚之前你常常来追我，怎么结婚之后你常常要自己的时间？
It's like, come here, go away.
好像以前就是来呀，然后结婚就走。
Now if I'm going to pick on the guys, I may as well say something to the women as well.
我既然讲了弟兄了，也应该说几句话关于姐妹的。
Not on my own authority. Sociological research suggests.
这个不是我自己的想法，而是说社会学家做的研究。
Now I said this 8 years ago in English ministry, and I didn't lose my job.
8年前我在这边曾经这样说过，他们没有把我开除掉，所以大概还可以。
So I'm counting on you women to be as gracious as the women in EMR.
所以希望姐妹们对我有恩典。
So sociological research suggests that the church attracts two kinds of people, especially.
社会学家研究教会，说教会特别会吸引两种人。
Type B or submissive men.
第一种人是 Type B， 就是说他比较顺从的男人。
And Type A or dominant women.
第二种是 Type A，
Witness this. I have more courage than my brother Windsor.
I just don't know how to say dominant in Chinese.
Either that, or he knows some of you women better than I do, and maybe.
I like dominant women. It's okay.
My wife has a couple of framed pictures that go on our stove.
我的妻子在我们的厨房里面有几个照片。
That's okay. I brought them here, but I forgot and left them in the pew, so I'll just tell you about them.
我带来了，但是忘记带上来，所以我让我告诉你们这是照片吧。
It goes like this.
是这样的。
One shows a female rabbit. How do you know these things?
第一张是一个母的兔子。
It says, if mommy ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
下面就写着，如果妈妈不开心，没有人会开心。
If daddy ain't happy, who cares?
如果爸爸不开心，没有人管。
Now, I don't know if my wife has that up as a reminder for herself and our kids. She is not like that.Anymore.
我不知道我妻子为什么把这事放在厨房上。
We are brothers and sisters.
但是我们是弟兄，是姐妹。
And how we worship God really needs to influence how we treat each other in marriage.
如果我们说我们爱神，我们敬拜神，这个应该影响我们对我们配偶平常怎么样生活。
Marriage should be honored by all.
婚姻是人所应当尊重的。
And the marriage bed be kept pure.
床也不可污秽。
The author speaks against asceticism. Marriage should be honored.
作者说，你不要逃避肉身上的需要，婚姻是神所立的。
Now he speaks against licentiousness. The marriage bed should be kept pure.
但是同时候，我们不能放纵我们的肉体，这个床是不可污秽的。
The marriage bed should be kept pure.
这个床是讲到婚姻里面的床。
You know he's not talking about snoring.
你知道他这里不是说你在睡觉的时候打呼很大声。
He's talking about something that maybe we're not entirely comfortable talking about in public.
他讲的是我们可能有些人觉得在公众的场合里面不应该讲的题目。
But notice what he says.
但是你注意他在这里说什么。
Let the marriage bed be kept pure.
婚姻的床不可污秽。
This word pure is used of the things in the Old Testament that were used for worship service.
这个中文翻译是污秽，但是在英语里面，它的翻译是说床应该是清洁的。这个清洁这个字是用在祭物献祭给神的东西。
The temple had to be kept pure.
圣殿是应该是清洁的。
The ark had to be kept pure.
这个
越
柜应该是清洁的。
The altar had to be kept pure.
祭坛上是应该是清洁的。
Sacrifices have to be pure.
只是祭物都是要清洁的。
And the marriage bed be kept pure.
所以在婚姻的床也是同样。
Do you see what he's saying?
所以你明白吗？
Marriage and sex within marriage are not dirty. It's holy.
在婚姻里面的性的行为不是脏的，是清洁的。
It's a fit topic for the Bible.
圣经里面可以提这样的问题。
It's a fit topic for Sunday morning worship service.
所以在主日讲道也可以讲这样的题目。
As Christians, we seek to be holy in our relationship with God.
我们是基督徒，所以我们追求跟神之间有清洁的关系。
We pursue holiness in our relationship with our spouse.
但是我们跟我们的配偶也是可以有圣洁的关系。
I think it's not too much to say, we are holy in church, and we're holy in the bedroom.
我们在圣殿里面可以是圣洁的，我们回到我们的家，在我们的房间里面也是圣洁的。
Now, the Chinese side does a great job with these evangelistic meetings that you have regularly.
在中文堂，你们常常有很好的福音聚会。
But often it's hard to get men to come to church.
但是你们发现有些时候很难邀请弟兄男人来参加这样的聚会。
How about we preach this as an evangelistic meeting?
但是如果我们开一个福音聚会，用这样的题目
，Holy sex,
圣洁的性
，Maybe we have more men come out.
可能有的人就会受吸引要来了。
I have some funny stories I want to tell you, but it's 10:46.
我本来还有很多很好的笑话，但是时间已经到了。
Maybe God was gracious to you because I don't know what stories to tell and what stories I shouldn't tell in church.
可能是因为我自己不知道应该说什么样的笑话，神怜悯我，所以时间已经到了。
The Lord is gracious to my wife to spare her embarrassment.
可能是我的神不愿意我的妻子觉得有些难为情。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Father, your word tells us that our minds matter. We need to understand Bible and theology.
主啊，你自己的话语给我们知道，我们的头脑是重要的，我们要明白你自己的话语在说什么。
But your word tells us also that our lives matter.
但是你的话语也告诉我们，我们如何生活。也是重要的。
Help us, Father, to love each other.
神啊，帮助我们知道如何彼此相爱。
Work in our hearts so that we love our spouses.
在我们心里面动工，让我们知道如何尊重爱我们的配偶。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.